It is the morning after Neil Atkinson with Ian Salmon and Emma Sanders to talk about. We'll focus on yesterday's game. Saturdays are too far away now. And we will obviously look ahead to Everton versus Tottenham. But we'll start with Liverpool because that's part of what we're here for. Ian, the Liverpool game, the Liverpool performance was a little bit odd, a little bit disjointed, which is to be sort of expected. But there will be a few, maybe a few Liverpool players waking up this morning, looking back at the first hour or so, thinking, oh, I wish I played a little bit better there. A couple of the lads who were introduced, obviously, will be the ones who will be top of that list. But I do sort of wonder if maybe, for instance, Andy Robertson will be thinking, I've got to get a bit sharper again soon.
I think Andy might need to. I think he's looked a little bit lethargic, a little bit off the pace.
It's like a man who's enjoyed being champions.
Yeah. It's allowed, but I think we all wanted to see a reaction yesterday to the City game. And for 70 minutes, we didn't get the reaction until the grown-ups came on. And much I love Divock's new hairdo, and I think it's a fantastic thing. I'm glad the barbers are back. That was the only thing he did in the game. That was the only impact Divock had. He's the drop-off now, and God love the lad. You know, he's done fantastic things for us. But when you drop off to Divock from Bobby, the gap is massive now. He hasn't had a great deal of game time. He hasn't got any rhythm, but he's coming on and he's completely ineffectual. And the midfield didn't work for me either. The combination of Keita and Oxlade-Chamberlain meant that for an hour, Keita was playing three-yard passes and nothing but three-yard passes. He was threading things together carefully, but not having any impact. And nothing was happening for Oxlade-Chamberlain, who, you know, we know just before lockdown in the Atletico game, it was absolutely fantastic. He had one of his best games in Liverpool shares. But at the moment, he doesn't look the right player for that position. Soon as he's got Genie and Henderson back on, and Bobby, suddenly the team had a shape again. And it was the shape we were missing as much of anything for the first 60 minutes. And I think as soon as the grown-ups came on, the full-backs started to look like our full-backs again.